Barnes.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Angel, still on vacation. Wow, I wonder what that's like. But the good news is you've got me for the ride and I am very happy to be with you today. Got a great program lined up for you. But first, let's discuss the hashtag kindness act of the day. Hashtag kindness act of the day today is pick up the phone and call someone you care about. Doesn't matter who it is, just let them know that you're thinking about them. Hashtag kindness act of the day. Pick up the phone and call someone. Got a message early this morning from a friend who, you know, just been going through it. Had a difficult couple of weeks, and by difficult, that's the understatement of the year. And last week when the beginning of woes happened, I picked up the phone and I called her and just told her, you know what, I'm here, I love you, I'm anything you need, we can do what we can to help out. And then again, in the middle of the night, had some more trouble. Goodness. Sometimes life happens, right? And when it does, it's challenging, it's complicated, and, you know, it's personal. But if you care about somebody, pick up the phone. Let them know. Let them know that you care, that you're thinking about them, and that it's going to be okay no matter what it may or may not be. That's your hashtag kindness act of the day. And it's just as simple as doing that, letting somebody know that you care about them. That could very well remind them of your interest, not only in them personally, but in their sphere of influence and what they do. Who knows, you might even get some business out of it, because now you're going, oh, wow. Or they may be saying, I didn't even remember you, but there you are. And now that you remind me, I need your service or whatever. You don't do it for that, but it may be the unintended positive consequence. All right, I came across an article from The Oracles in Success Magazine. And, you know, I thought, you know, in light of the conversation we had this morning with the situation that happened overnight and all of that, my friend. And then yesterday I told you that another one of my friends has notified me that he's got cancer. You just kind of look around and you go, wow, life is serving it up in kind of a challenging way for not just one, but a lot of people. And so this article surfaced to me and it resonated with me. The title of it is 9 Ways to Stay Optimistic When All You Want to Do Is Quit. Tough times require a mindset shift, and any battle-hardened individual is going to talk to you about darkness before the dawn or those make-or-break moments when they could have quit, but they held on with stunning success. Here's some ways to stay optimistic when your life hits a speed bump of whatever size. And they come from different folks. For instance, Ty Lopez, who is the investor and advisor to many multi-million dollar businesses. He's built an 8-figure online empire connected with I mean, lots of things going on right now. Says, know that you're probably about to succeed. When you are facing challenges of any type, know that you are probably about to succeed. And if you think about that, that's good news. You know, there was a saying, a Chinese saying, the temptation to give up is greatest right before you're about to succeed. Something magical about that. Don't know if there's something deep in our subconscious mind that realizes we're about to succeed, but the 11th hour is when the pressure builds and things seem to go wrong. Once you hit midnight, things start to go well. Remember this dichotomy. When you don't feel much pressure, you're often not very close to success. Feeling despondent is a sign you've made it all the way to 11 p.m. When you feel kind of jolly, you're probably further back at about 2 p.m. with a long way to go. It's almost a double-edged sword. That's Ty Lopez, the investor and advisor to multimillion-dollar business. Here's another one. And again, we're talking about ways to stay optimistic when all you want to do is quit. A good friend of mine just called and or just texted me, I should say, says, I'm really upset right now, and I don't know how to handle it. Again, there's a lot of that going on. So here it is. On the most positive business talk show in America, we're going to help you navigate these storms. Kevin Harrington, you know him from Shark Tank. He was the original shark on Shark Tank with $450 million in net worth. He's the inventor of the infomercial, pioneer of the as-seen-on-TV industry. He says this, keep a calm head. When you're going through troubles, when all you want to do is quit, keep a calm head. He says, this is Kevin Harrington, I've had many dark moments over the years. Everyone has. The key is understanding these are essential for building yourself or something significant like a business. Nothing grows without make or break moments. Understanding that challenges are part of the growth gives you the calmness to handle what might normally be a very stressful time. When problems arise, assemble your team, your dream team of experts to look at the problem and work together to find a solution. Go after solving that problem with the same tenacity, vision, and the effort that you use to build yourself and the business. Then move on in a positive way. You know, I think that's a powerful, helpful piece of information. You know, one of our listeners, listener Don, has spent quality time with Kevin Harrington, and I'm sure that same piece of advice came down the channels to him. That, you know, if you keep a calm head when you're going through these stressful times, you probably navigate it all right. There's nothing beneficial when you lose it. So don't. The next piece of advice comes to us from Scott Alford. He's the founder of Infinitus. He helps six-figure businesses scale to seven figures using online marketing. He says this, weather the storm. If you're going through a tough time, when all you want to do is quit, weather the storm. He says, I've experienced many failures, including once being $750,000 in debt. He says, first, realize this too shall pass. The tides will rise eventually. Second of all, surround yourself with friends, mentors, coaches, and people who tell you how it is. Be open to criticism. It's the only way to develop. I so agree with that as well. Now, criticism can't be mean. Criticism for the intent and purpose of beating someone down is never appropriate. Criticism with a gentle touch, a kindness behind it, allows us a safe zone to grow from. Build your emotional immune system, says Scott Oldford. Get used to extreme highs and lows. Don't freak out during a low, and don't overcompensate during a high. Visualize your ideal day in life every night. He goes and visualizes his every morning, visualizes the entire day in the shower for about 5 minutes, including what I'll say and how I'll react. It's super powerful, he says. Finally, don't take yourself too seriously. Always ask, are you doing something to impact and serve the others? Are you doing something to impact and serve others? Or are you trying to serve your own emotions and ego? It's harder to quit when people are counting on you. And Tom Ferry, the founder and CEO of Tom Ferry International, ranked the number one real estate coach by the Swanepoel Power 200 and the New York Times bestselling author of Life by Design. He says, get over your fear. Everyone has moments of doubt, fear, and anxiety that are usually associated with a big decision. Do I keep going? What I'm doing isn't working? What if I quit? These questions are and feelings are par for the course. It is the regular activity of people who are on track doing their business. Everybody has that fear. He says three questions that have helped him over the years and countless others. What's the worst case scenario if this happens? What's the most likely scenario if I do this? And what's the best case scenario if I do this? By answering those questions, you quickly understand the worst case scenario is highly unlikely. If the worst case scenario is over, then you probably have the most likely scenario. And if you accept that, you can take action on it and move through it. That's just the beginning. We may draw upon this throughout the rest of the program. Multiple ways to stay optimistic when all you want to do is quit. We understand. We get it. We've been there. I'm here to help you navigate this hard time. It's going to be all right, no matter what. Don't quit. You might be right next to the diamond mine. This is the home of the Experience Pros Radio Show. Positive business talk on tap 24/7, available at experiencepros.com. Want to give a shout out to all our friends. Gary, Holly, thank you for tuning in on the Facebook Live. Share the show, and let's tell everybody there's a revolution in how people treat people in business. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Angel on vacation. You've got me, Eric Raymer, but we're not alone. Our next guest is releasing the final installment of her New York Times best-selling newsmaker series, The Separatists. It's the gripping, eerily timely novel that takes us behind the anchor's desk for a gripping look at high-stakes reporting in a divided country. It may come as no surprise to anyone that we do, in fact, have a divided country going on. And before joining Fox News Channel in New York City as Bill O'Reilly's co-host, our next guest served as a legal analyst and reporter for NBC News and NPR's All Things Considered. She's also served as a federal prosecutor in the United States Attorney's Office and has earned her Juris Doctorate from Harvard Law School and her Master of Arts in Literature from the University of Queensland, which basically means she's way smarter than me. Lee Sweel, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Great to be with you. Thank you so much. I don't think I'm way smarter than anybody, so don't worry about that.
Well, you're humble, and I'm grateful for that, but thank you so much for joining. Super grateful. All right, so The Separatists. This is the final release in the series. Is that correct that you just put out?
Yeah, it just came out. I mean, just the hot off the press. Mm-hmm. Erica Sparks got herself into a lot of trouble. She's this intrepid TV reporter out in New York, and she's covering this secessionist movement in North Dakota, where this woman is running for governor. She's running on this ticket of, you know, separating from the rest of the nation in North Dakota. I kind of picked that as a state that's really, you know, rich in resources.
It's certainly rich in resources, and I'm thinking, wow, what an interesting setting for a political novel. But okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was so interesting, you know, it's a political novel and it's a thriller. You know, there are, you know, bodies flying left and right, but whatever.
Nice.
It's pretty exciting. Nice, exactly. But it's a novel, so it's fiction. But, you know, I do a lot of actual research to make my novels very realistic. And so, you know, I do research and all this. And, of course, I signed up for Google alerts, and you know, thinking putting in anything secession, say that three times fast.
No,
anything like that. Right, I can't. And then you know, anything like that. And I thought, well, you know, I'll get a hit every, you know, maybe once a week, maybe twice a week max, something like this, because I did sort of an international search, right?
Right.
It was happening even outside of the country. And so I'm getting, I can't tell you, like a dozen a day?
Yeah.
You would think, well, of course, California and Texas, but it's way beyond California and Texas. And it's not just from, you know, some crazy guy in Montana saying, you know, I'm Joe, crazy guy in Montana, please send me money.
Right.
There are organized groups out there that really do want to secede. They've got organized legislation.
Yeah.
And they're not crazy. They're organized, moneyed, funded legislative groups from, you know, nationally, internationally. Look at, you know, Spain, Portugal, etc.
All right, Lisa, but, hold on, though. Let's back this up just a minute. Do any of them honestly, actually, no matter how organized they are, do they stand a chance?
Well, you know, you look at CALEX, for example, which is a group of states around California,
right.
Oregon, Washington State, which is my home state. But it's not just that. It's always also on the East Coast.
Sure.
You know, maybe not now in this legislative, you know, right now in 2017, but stranger things have happened.
Well, that's true. Have you seen? We've got a new president.
I didn't bubble up from under a rock yesterday.
This is a business show, so I'm not going to get you know too far down on the craziness in that regard. But I do want to talk to you because it's also a radio show. I want to talk to you about, I mean, you come from the NPR and NBC. You've right. moved over to the Fox right. News Channel. And this whole thing that our current president has called fake news, mm-hmm. it's a thing. And people are jumping on it left and right. And the perpetrators of, or at least the accused perpetrators of fake news, are pushing back with such vigor. What's going on in there? And does that actually make its way into your novel?
Fake news does make its way into the novel in the sense that Erica, who is not part of fake news, in fact, her, you know, she gets into trouble because she is so much looking for the truth that it almost gets her killed.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, that, you know, the politicians want to use her. She's not above being used at a certain point to get ratings because, let's face it, that's what journalists sometimes do. I mean, I'm very real and raw in the sense of this novel.
I think that's why we are where we are, is because ratings drive everything. And
absolutely.
If you know that,
and money drives everything,
yeah.
that's behind ratings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she has this tug of war with the executives who are pushing her for ratings, and she's just got her own show. And you know, she's now to keep her own show. You know, her ego gets involved. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here for Ms. Erica Sparks. But you know, at the point where she, and I don't want to give too much away,
sure.
but at a point where she says, you know, maybe she's not going to trade that in anymore. Well, then she becomes not so useful for the movement and for the people wanting to use her for the ratings. So then they're happy to take on the fake news.
Because right.
fake news can become useful for politicians who want to use the fake news.
Well,
so it's all from the perspective of who you are, whether news is fake or not, right?
Absolutely. And I want to draw this, and I'm looking at the time. We've got about a minute and a half left here. Ah.
Yeah.
But look at this. I mean, what you just said, both sides of the aisle manipulate the news to their advantage, and not just in the political spectrum, but in the news reporting side of things. We all have a bias, and back in the day when journalism was purer, in you know the 60s and 50s, I don't even think I can get into the 70s because we had Vietnam, and that was not pure at all. But back in the day, it was supposed to be just the facts, ma'am. And now,
the facts, ma'am. Just want the facts, Dragnet. Right.
Right.
No. And the thing is, I've got a 20-year-old and a 24-year-old. I'm God. I sound like I'm 102.
No. You're 37, and don't you let anybody tell you otherwise.
Exactly. Don't tell my 24-year-old that. He goes, what? But whatever. But the thing is, they say to me, Mom, where do we go for the news? Because they're smart kids, and they want to know where do we find the news? Where do we find the truth? And I had to tell them it's very difficult because you can't just go to one channel, to one network, because you're not going to get all the news. And then, they don't have time to you know, watch all the news and get everything.
Right.
They've got lives to live and jobs to rip. And they can't. I'm not going to have them sit there and be couch potatoes.
Right.
They've got to be doing their... So it's very difficult because there is so much fake news out there.
Lisa,
and so you've got to say, use your good brains and
yeah.
try to ferret through it, sift through it all.
I'm so sorry the satellite's going to steal you from me, but here, let's do this.
No!
Where do you want them to go?
Oh, go to Amazon, but also Amazon.com. Go to EliseWheelBooks.com. Go there. That's my website.
There you go.
But also support your independent booksellers. Really got to support those independent booksellers.
Lise, you're amazing. I want to have you back. So let's
absolutely.
Keep that connection
anytime.
Going.
Anytime. Please
God,
do.
God bless you. Thanks for connecting with us. The Separatists. We'll be back right after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
We caught up with American Veterinary Medical Association President Dr. Michael Topper at its annual convention.
We see that pets are becoming obese. Unfortunately, some of us people are becoming a little more obese, so we need to marry the two programs and encourage people to get out and walk. But please take your dog for a walk, so it'll help both of you. It's a little tougher for cats because we don't take them for a walk, but play with your cats. You know, get some activity.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Braggin' Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Braggin' Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you again for tuning in. Angel on vacation this week, and so you've got me today. If you'd like, I'd like to open up the phone lines. If you want to call in and make your contribution known to the program, I'd love to engage you in a conversation. 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. And the lines are open now. You can call in, and we'll do that all the way through to the top of the hour. I want to go back and remind you that the place where you want to get your copy of The Separatists, written by Lise Wheel, is leasewheelbooks.com. Let me spell that out for you. LISWIEHL books.com. Leasewheelbooks.com. I'll post that on our Facebook page as well so that you can go to a quick link and get a copy of that book. She's fantastic. Very, very well-spoken is the word that I'm looking for. I was thinking pithy, but that's a Bill O'Reilly thing, and I'm not going to go there. All right, we're talking a little bit today, at least in this first hour, about how to stay optimistic when all you want to do is quit. And again, just got a notification from a friend at the beginning, just before the beginning of the program here, and she's basically, I'm done. I'm having a hard time. I don't feel very Christ-like. I'm just out. And what do you do? Well, when you go through things like that, especially when you go through things like that in business, keep in mind that you're probably closer to success than you think. Keep a calm head, weather the storm, and get through or over the fear that is kind of weighing against you because, you know, what we do, we get a little scared, we get a little nervous about you know, I just feel like I don't know what to do, so therefore I'll do nothing. I'll just check out. That's not the answer, folks. That is not the answer. And so going over an article found by the Oracles in Success.com, Craig Handley, who is the co-founder and CEO of Listen Trust, says this: when things start going south, detach emotionally. For example, if you're struggling financially, examine your finances like a cold assassin. That's his quote. Crunch your numbers. My company needs $230,000 to $250,000 weekly revenue in order to break even. This is Craig Handley speaking, not me. If revenue drops or we hit an unexpected slow patch, I have a worksheet of things that I can cut immediately and additionally over 30 days. Consultants, marketing, travel, trade shows, for example. And the next step is to grow that revenue as soon as possible by increasing your sales, revising compensation plans, negotiating every expense and contract, and only paying the essential bills. At Experience Pros, we have a phrase, an ism, an osophy. Remember, those are Eric isms and Angel osophies, the mantras by which we build our business. And one of them is, does it fall above or below the line? You know, if you are having a financial challenge, figure out what is essential to keeping the business operating. And if you don't have that, then you need to know what needs to be put below so that you can get back into the black. Because one thing is certain, you're not going to be able to operate in the red for long. Soon you're going to realize something. In every crisis, there's opportunity. Keep your eyes peeled on the positives that you can control, and maybe there's a benefit you can leverage to your advantage. For example, a client might owe you thousands of dollars in unpaid invoices, but leave you with people or inventory to work with. That's all right. There's a lesson in growth to be found amidst the number crunching. And by the way, if you do have receivables that are huge, you may want to reach out to those people and say, you know something? I know you owe me 10 grand, but if you're willing to pay $6,000 today, I'll forgive the rest. That's an extreme example, but there's a reason that debt collectors do exactly that. Joe Cicchetti, the co-founder and president of Poker Central, says this: communicate. If you want to stay optimistic when you're ready to quit, talk about it. Being a cheerleader during thriving times is easy. Staying optimistic and finding small wins to celebrate during the struggling times, it's both vital and valuable. Do not pretend that everything is fine. It's not fine. People are smart. They know when you're not winning. In Joe's business, he says, we communicate strategy and team goals more than ever during those tough times. Holding a monthly company-wide meeting, for example, we celebrate small wins along the way and take ownership of those mistakes that got us into the tough place. Finally, expect the old saying to be true. Success is 1,000 fathers. Success has 1,000 fathers, while failure is an orphan. Tom Shi says, he's the CEO of Crimcheck. He says, put things into perspective. And how isn't that fantastic advice for all of us? Keep things in focus. Keep things in perspective. We experienced pros, our ismanosophy is nothing bad happened. Nothing bad happened. But how many times do we take a little thing and blow it into a big thing, and then all of a sudden the sky is falling and everyone's against you and think I'll go eat some worms? In our wealthy industrialized nation of tremendous freedom and privilege, we often forget that our biggest challenges are first world problems. I face many moments, says Tom Shi. Since I faced many moments that were overwhelming at the time. IRS audits, legal lawsuits, negative cash flow, key employees who quit, or threats of my property being seized. Certainly don't make light of those situations, but nevertheless, it's important to realize they're not the end of the world. 71% of the world's population lives on less than $10 a day. When you consider facts like that, it kind of provides perspective and allows you to appreciate the things, the challenges before you, with a sense of gratitude. Levity and thankfulness has a way of leading all of us to empowering outcomes and solutions. I think I like Tom Shee's put things into perspective better than all the other advice we've heard so much. How about this? When you feel like quitting, when you're struggling, when you just think, I just want to knock it off and quit, why don't you use grace? Crossroads in life, it's possible that you can have an opportunity to use a little grace when you jump into that unknown. You tend to make it, but you need to have a little bit of grace, accountability, making quitting not an option. Grace under pressure. It's if you're willing to do more than the guy next to you, you're probably going to do just fine. And then finally, we've got John Hanna, author of The Way of the Wealthy, CEO of the Fairchild Group. He says this: stay true to your vision. Undeniable certainty in your vision and purpose is the only way you'll break through the difficult, overwhelming, desperate times. If what you see for yourself is stronger than what's really happening out there, that's the outer vision, you're going to succeed. If what you say to yourself is stronger than the people who are saying what people are saying about you, those are the outer voices, you're going to overcome difficult times. Remember, anything that happens to you is not in your way, it's on your way. You're moving through it. You're moving forward. True story, Angel and I had an opportunity to experience a single line item, multiple six-figure loss in our business in 2012. One client moved away and took with him his multiple six-figure income to us, and we were somewhat prepared for it, but the cash reserves dried up within months, And we were in one of those, oh my goodness, all we want to do is quit. But we have a rule, another ismanosophy. We are not allowed to quit. Both of us are not allowed to quit on the same day. So we figure it out. Let me go back and tell you what John Hanna just said. Undeniable certainty in your vision and purpose is the only way you're going to break through those difficult, overwhelming, and desperate times. That's what we need. We need to see for ourselves that which is stronger than what other people are seeing for us. We need to say to ourselves, talk, self-talk, so important, neuroplasticity, giving yourself life words instead of death words, so important. You can do this. Don't give up. Smile. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more positive business talk, because that's what you're looking for from the Experience Pros Radio Network. And if you need the archives of this broadcast or any of the others, check out experiencepros.com. Click the free trial. We'll help you grow your business as well.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel on vacation. I'm sitting in the captain's chair for you today. Going to talk about something that, I'll be honest with you, this subject provides a no small amount of fear and trepidation on my behalf, because it has to do with something that I probably, Angel's better off talking about. Kevin Vandreis wrote an article on scientific reasons that clutter can stress you out. And it was funny because contributing author or editor Melissa Ballman embarked on a personal journey last year of trying to embrace the doctrines of neatness apostle and author Marie Kondo. She's a Japanese organizing consultant and author, and she's written 4 different books on organizing, one of which is, I think Angel has this this book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm the least cluttered person by no stretch of the imagination am I least cluttered. You can't use those two words in the same sentence. Angel is very clutter free in her presentation, but interestingly enough, in this journey that Melissa Bauman went through, she didn't necessarily become a convert, but she did considerably reduce the clutter in her home, gained a notable boost in mental and physical energy. And if you miss the craze, the concept is fairly straightforward. Sort through every item in your home by category, and if an object does not spark joy, or at least have a necessary function, get rid of it. It's the Minimalism Manifesto that leads off boldly with, "I've summed up how to put your space in order in a way that will change your life forever." And I giggle because I don't know if I could ever go that far in the process. But then I start thinking of how far I've come. You know, I used to have all kinds of stuff all over my desk, and every horizontal surface had stuff in my apartment. And today I can look you in the eye and say that is no longer the case. I've decided, and Angel's helped me through this over the years. She says that I'm blocking love, because I'm subconsciously putting barriers to a new romantic relationship by having stuff all over, on the horizontal surfaces. I don't want to block love, so I clean it all up, and I work on throwing stuff away. I'm not a hoarder by any stretch of the imagination. That's the wrong term for it, but I stress a little bit when when having to throw stuff away. I do it, but I stress. Am I the only one? If you want to join this conversation, you comment on our Facebook Live or give us a call at 303-632-4160. Let me know I'm not the only one who's dealing with this stuff. But interestingly enough, this article Karen Van Drace wrote was scientific reasons that clutter can stress you out. And the first one is it literally can hurt to let go. In 2012, researchers at the Yale School of Medicine found out that when individuals with hoarding tendencies were faced with discarding an object of personal value, two regions of the brain associated with conflict and physical pain showed greater signs of activity. And the stronger the connection to the possession, the greater the resulting feeling of psychological discomfort or anxiety. So most people don't experience this heightened activity to that degree. We can all identify with the feeling in the pit of your stomach when you finally decide toss that pile of ancient bank statements or or that Dave Matthews T-shirt, right, that shrank in the wash half a decade ago, but you love it. I have T-shirts, In-N-Out T-shirts, and I go through my closet on a regular basis, and I pull off stuff that I don't wear, and I put it in a bag, and every time those In-N-Out Burger T-shirts come up, I look at them, and I'm like, nope, still attached. Do I wear them? Rarely. And do they look beat up? Absolutely. But they're mine, and I don't want to give them up. Here's another thing. Why do we get stress when we try to, when we're dealing with clutter? Because it elevates cortisol. Now, this is interesting to me because I didn't really understand what cortisol was. So I went and looked up. It's known as the stress hormone. And I looked it up. It's a steroid hormone. Sometimes when used as a medication, it's called hydrocortisone. That sounds like a salve that I think I've used on occasion. It's produced by humans, and it's the response to stress and low blood glucose concentration. It functions to increase blood sugar, suppress the immune system, and to aid in the metabolism of fat, protein, and carbohydrates. It also decreases bone formation. We're talking about stress, but cortisol comes to the top. And what is it doing? If we are stressed over clutter, here comes the cortisol, and it can cause a chaotic physical environment happening within our own bodies. In a 2009 study published in Personality Social Psychology Bulletin, found that women who described their household as cluttered exhibited increased fatigue and depression with correlating high cortisol levels. So who knew? Clean it up, and maybe your stress and anxiety and blood pressure and all of that will drop back down. And then finally, it can affect your ability to focus. An excess of physical clutter can overload the visual cortex, competing for attention in your brain and interfering with your ability to focus on process information. You might not realize it, but an overflowing laundry hamper, a kitchen table piled with papers and overflowing junk drawers can subconsciously be on par with a whining toddler when it comes to the distraction. Does that strike you as odd? And don't take my word for it. Princeton University Neuroscience Institute, they did the study, and they realized that it is, in fact, disorganized stimuli overall. The subjects were more productive, less irritable and distracted in a clutter-free environment. So clean it up. You got a few minutes here at the top of the hour. We're going to go to the top of the hour news. And when we come back, there's more positive business talk, hour number two of the Experience Pros radio show. And we'd love to hear from you if you want to participate in the conversation, 303-632-4160. I'll be back right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.